An authority on the Florida tax trap explains it for visiting pilots. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. In light of some misinformation spread before opening day at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, we're going to take a few minutes now to clear things up regarding the Florida tax trap. Florida's use tax is like a sales tax, but it can be billed to any visiting aircraft under 6 months old that visits the state overnight. This is no trivial fee either. It's equal to 6% of the value of your aircraft, less any sales tax you paid in your home state. To help you know how this tax might affect you, ANN's Jim Campbell spoke with Mike Slingluff, president of the Florida Aviation Trades Association, whose members, as you might expect, have been hurt by this tax.
We have the good fortune to be speaking today to Mike Slingluff, the president of the Florida Aviation Trades Association, and no stranger to the world, or the machinations, as the case may be, of business and general aviation. Mike, first of all, welcome to Aero News.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And second of all, Mike, you and I have talked for quite some time about an overriding issue involving currently the state of Florida, but peripherally a few other states with similar types of rulemaking. Something that has been bizarre, to say the least, but the Florida use tax. What a subject.
Yes, this has been a concern of ours for the well over a year now.
We've talked to people for quite some time, but give us the high sign on this, the upshot. What is the Florida use tax?
Basically, there is a rule on the books that there is a tax imposed on any new or used vehicle that has exchanged ownership within 6 months prior to coming into the state of Florida. The tax is calculated by taking the sales tax you may pay in your home state against the supposed sales tax that would be owed here in Florida, say 6%. If you paid more than 6% in your home state, you're welcome into Florida. If you've paid less than the 6% in your home state, you owe the difference to the state of Florida.
And this is for as simple an event as coming on in and tanking up at a Florida FBO.
Yes, this is the rule originally was for, it states that any vehicle coming into the state of Florida. The boating industry tackled this issue many years ago, and they have an exemption. So you can buy a new boat, say in Georgia, pay your sales tax, and come on down to Florida. And you will not have a use tax imposed on you.
As I understand it, there's something similar for the RV community as well, correct?
Yes, I think there is something for the RV community. I have not read that exemption. I have seen the exemption for the boating industry. They can come down for a period of time for anchorage, for servicing, for refitting the boats, et cetera.
And unfortunately, basically what we had been told last year in an interview by the Florida Department of Revenue, it was because they, quote, had better lobbyists.
Yes, they've got a bigger lobbying group. They were ahead of this and nipped it in the bud. Unfortunately, I think that the enforcement of this use tax has not been diligently applied. And in the past year, they've tried to apply it to various aircraft arriving in the state.
Well, this is not a real attractive thing to be dealing with if you happen to be a Florida aviation business, is it?
No, yeah, Florida is the capital of flight training. I would venture to guess that 60% of the airplanes that are exchange hands elsewhere in the continental U.S., that proud new owner is applying for insurance, and they're told you need to get checked out, you need flight training. It's December, why don't you go to Florida, get your flight training?
Well, as a matter of fact, one of the most celebrated cases where we know a tax has been levied, some $87,000, it was simply because a Meridian owner had come to Florida to undertake training at SIMCOM.
Yes, yes. SIMCOM, it was the manufacturer's recommendation from Piper that training happened at SIMCOM. So not only are we hurting the flight training industry, we're hurting our own aircraft manufacturing industry here within the state of Florida.
Well, where it's become particularly notable of late is we've have a number of prominent and you know, mid-level events that are taking place in the state of Florida, drawing in a number of aircraft and quite a few tourists and visitors and so forth. And people have been afraid to come to Florida as a result. And unfortunately, while there's been some misinformation on it, for a while we had information from Sun and Fun that says basically the Florida use tax didn't exist, and now they've reversed themselves and decided it didn't exist while ignoring the previous statement, but indicating that there are letters and communications from the Florida Department of Revenue that says we're not going to surveil, for instance, Sun and Fun, or for that matter, MBAA or some of the other events. What everybody is urging, of course, is an overall moratorium, so it's not a matter of what event's going to be surveilled, because they may not be at Lakeland, but they could be at Kissimmee, they could be at Plant City, they could be at Winter Haven, and you could be out of luck.
Yes, that's true. The enforcement that we have seen has been at random airports throughout the state. FDOR has not had a practice of sitting at large aviation events and writing down N numbers. However, the whole threat of that happening could be disastrous to the revenues here in Florida. We are home to currently the Sun and Fun air show in Lakeland that's currently going on. In October, late September, early October, every other year, we're home to the MBAA convention. That convention alone brings in over $60 million in revenue for a three-day period into the city of Orlando. If those owners, purchasers, and manufacturers were exposed to a use tax levy of this, I think we could lose that, and so it could be quite devastating. Well, FDOR is only acting on the rules that are on the books. They're not. It's not a malicious enforcement in any way. They are bound to enforce the rules on the book. Florida Aviation Trades Association has been diligently working with our lobbyist in Tallahassee and several state legislatures to have a bill presented this year to have either a moratorium put on the use tax or to rewrite the ruling completely. Very hard to do in the current tax environment here in Florida, but we're working very hard to make sure this changes.
Well, this is an area, by the way, I really want to give just a phenomenal pat on the back to FATA as well as AOPA and now EAA for the actions that they have undertaken to try to protect people. But the FATA effort on this has been magnificent. You guys have been tireless and on it, taking on a pit bull-like attitude when it comes to this particular situation.
We'll be back for more with Jim Campbell and Mike Slingluck in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Florida Aviation Trades Association President Mike Slingluff about Florida's use tax on visiting general aviation aircraft, which is negatively affecting both the visitors and Florida's own aviation industries.
We know people are staying away. We know business is being lost. And the longer it goes on, the poorer Florida is both financially and publicity-wise as a result. People don't look at Florida anymore as this really wonderful place to go until their airplane's more than 6 months old.
Yes, unfortunately, and I think the initial impact will be flight training if this does not turn around. But I'm sure we can prevail. Common sense can prevail in Tallahassee, and we can get this turned around.
Well, it's my impression from our discussions with the FDOR folks and a number of others that they really aren't any more thrilled with this than we are. But it's just simply a matter of this is the job that they have, the orders that they have, and the legislature needs to gear up and make a change.
Yes, and I do want to point out, I don't think that they have singled out airplanes like, look at those rich people in their airplanes, let's go tax them. Florida, the entire state of Florida, is in a tax revolution or upheaval, I should say. Just last year, we had a referendum to change our property tax, which basically capped the tax. So every department, every county across the state of Florida is looking at different ways to maintain revenues. So this is the tip of the iceberg. We're seeing all sorts of property tax fights and other various tax issues surfacing. But Florida Aviation Trades Association, NATA, EAA, and AOPA, we're all working hard for general aviation to protect it. That's our mandate, and we're doing our best. But we need every member to contact their association, tell them that they're concerned, have that association contact Tallahassee, and write to the governor of Florida, tell him that this tax is has far reaching negative impacts that outweigh any revenue that could be generated.
And let's face it, despite the seeming onus on some sense of safety from surveillance for the time being, it still can happen.
It can happen.
And as I understand,
absolutely.
I believe you told me that there's actually kind of a bounty system where FDR doesn't have to do any surveillance, but basically anybody can turn anybody else in.
Yes, I think anyone can. A brand new semi trailer is coming down the road, and another trucker sees it, and he can actually turn them into the state of Florida if he doesn't have the apportioned tags or paid taxes on that on the vehicles.
Ouch.
So we really do need to be careful with all of that.
Not good under any circumstances. For those who have gotten caught so far, there does seem to be a bit of a ray of sunshine for eventually getting some of their, if not all of their taxes back, because the one thing that does scream out from all this, well, we're going to surveil here but not here and so forth, is it's kind of selectively enforced, and anything selectively enforced at this point would not tend to be seen as legal or upholdable when contested in court, correct?
Well, Jim, it's really out of my bailiwick there, but it certainly doesn't seem fair to me. It's usually a tax is a tax. It's levied across a broad spectrum with representation or some sort of nexus within the state. And I think that the enforcement issue is a legal issue that the lawyers and the courts really need to sort that one out. And I'm sure they will.
Well, it's going to be an interesting battle, if you will. And of course, Florida is not the only state with something similar to this. We've read about similar, although not quite as restrictive, situations in Maine and in elsewhere. So hopefully getting a modernized tax model for the state might present some hope to operators in other states or people who would be operating in other states elsewhere.
Yeah, I think that we're really seeing a change in the way the states cooperate with one another. And I've always advised somebody buying a new airplane or a used airplane, pay your tax. Don't try to register your airplane in another state, domicile in another state, all to avoid the sales tax. You pay the sales tax, get it over with. These taxes are used for airport infrastructure. It comes back to the airport tenfold. And by avoiding it, sooner or later, they will catch up with you, and you will pay a lot more. However, the use tax is a completely different issue because it's basically a taxation without any sort of representation. And this is something I think not just here in Florida, but all across the country we have to be aware of and get it struck down as soon as you see it come up.
So, Mike, where it stands right now, just so we're clear, if you have an airplane that has been acquired within the last 6 months, it would make sense for the moment to be very careful in regards to flying to Florida until this either a moratorium is enacted or the ruling is changed.
Yes, or you can contact Florida Department of Revenue and ask them for clarification on whether there would be an enforcement action on you if you flew into Florida with your newly acquired aircraft.
Well, I sure appreciate the clarification. I know there's just a tremendous amount of concern out there, especially based on the confusion that swirled around Sun and Fun's original denials and now their reversal and warnings about the tax and so forth. It is out there. It is real. We have great, great hopes, especially based on the phenomenal work being done by FATA, AOPA, EAA, and others, that this situation will be resolved in the not-too-distant future.
Jim, thanks for your kind words and your support. We'll keep fighting the battles here. General aviation is alive and well in Florida, and we will make sure it stays that way.
Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Mike Slingluff is the president of the Florida Aviation Trades Association. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.